Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Inflammation Code: Unlock Your True Healing Potential with the Power of Ayurvedic Super Spices and Elemental Design by Dr. Shivani Gupta is an integrative health guide that frames chronic inflammation as a central driver of fatigue, digestive disruption, brain fog, metabolic imbalance, pain, and accelerated biological aging. The book belongs to the practical wellness and mind-body medicine category, but its distinctive lens is Ayurveda, especially the use of dosha-based personalization, digestive fire, daily rituals, and medicinal spices. Gupta presents Ayurveda not as a replacement for modern medicine, but as a lifestyle framework that can complement functional medicine, lab testing, nutrition, and preventive health practices. Its purpose is to help readers understand inflammation as a whole-body process shaped by food, stress, sleep, gut function, circadian timing, and mental load. Rather than promoting a single restrictive diet, the book emphasizes individualized routines that can be adjusted to different constitutions, symptoms, and daily realities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, elemental design as a personalized alternative to one-size-fits-all wellness. A central feature of the Inflammation Code is Gupta's use of elemental design, a modernized presentation of Ayurveda constitution theory. Instead of treating inflammation as a uniform condition with a single dietary or supplement solution, the book encourages readers to consider individual tendencies associated with vata, pitta, and kapha patterns, often described through air, fire, and earth qualities. This matters because the same intervention can affect different people differently. A highly stimulating routine may energize one person while worsening restlessness in another, and cooling foods may help someone with heat-related imbalance while leaving another person sluggish. The practical implication is that anti-inflammatory living becomes less about compliance with a fixed plan and more about matching food, rhythm, movement, and recovery to the person. This approach also helps explain why some readers struggle with generic wellness advice. Gupta positions personalization as a way to make Ayurveda usable in contemporary life, especially for people who have tried broad diet plans without consistent results. The limitation is that elemental self-assessment requires careful reflection and may not replace professional diagnosis, but it offers a structured vocabulary for noticing patterns in energy, digestion, stress response, and resilience. Secondly, digestive fire and gut health as the foundation of inflammation control. The book gives significant attention to the Ayurvedic concept of Agni, often translated as digestive fire, and connects it to modern interest in gut health and immune regulation. In this framework, digestion is not only about breaking down meals. It is a central mechanism through which the body determines whether nourishment becomes vitality or burden. Weak or irregular digestion can contribute to bloating, sluggishness, food sensitivity patterns, and systemic inflammatory signals. Gupta's argument aligns with a broader integrative health view that the gut is closely tied to immune activity, metabolism, and mental clarity. The Ayurvedic contribution is the emphasis on meal timing, food combinations, warming spices, and daily consistency rather than only on isolated nutrients. This shifts the focus from what foods are theoretically healthy to whether the body can actually digest and assimilate them. The book, therefore, treats digestion as a daily feedback system. Appetite, elimination, energy after meals, and bloating become clues rather than minor inconveniences. The practical strength of this approach is its accessibility, since readers can begin by adjusting rhythm, portion size, spice use, and eating environment before moving into more complex testing or protocols. Thirdly, Ayurvedic super spices as daily micro-interventions against inflammatory burden. Gupta is especially associated with turmeric research, and the Inflammation Code places Ayurvedic spices and herbs at the center of its practical program. Turmeric, black pepper, ginger, and related culinary botanicals are presented not merely as flavorings, but as small, repeatable interventions that can support digestion and inflammatory balance when used consistently. This is one of the book's most concrete contributions because it translates a broad health goal into daily behavior, rather than asking readers to overhaul every meal immediately. The spice-based approach creates manageable entry points, such as adding warming spices to food, preparing teas, or using anti-inflammatory blends as part of a routine. The reasoning is cumulative low-grade inflammation is influenced by repeated exposures and repeated habits. So small daily practices may matter more than occasional dramatic resets. At the same time, the book's approach should be read with appropriate caution. Spices can support wellness, but they are not substitutes for medical care in serious inflammatory, autoimmune, metabolic, or gastrointestinal conditions. The value of this section lies in showing how traditional materia medica can be integrated into ordinary kitchens without making wellness feel dependent only on supplements, complex protocols, or restrictive eating. Fourthly, circadian rhythm, detoxification, and routine as structural health tools, the Inflammation Code treats daily timing as an important part of inflammation management. This includes circadian rhythm, meal timing, sleep regularity, and detoxification practices drawn from Ayurvedic daily routine. The key idea is that the body performs different functions more efficiently at different times. So health is affected not only by what a person does, but also by when and how consistently it is done. Eating late, sleeping irregularly, rushing mornings, or ignoring recovery can create physiological friction even when food quality is good. Gupta's Ayurvedic lens gives this concept a practical structure through simple rituals, including morning and evening routines, digestive support, and self-care practices designed to reduce accumulated stress. The book does not appear to frame detoxification as an extreme cleanse, but rather as daily support for natural elimination and repair processes. This distinction is important because it separates sustainable routine from short-term wellness theatrics. The deeper implication is that inflammation is not addressed only through ingredients, but through rhythm. A reader who improves sleep timing, reduces late-night eating, and builds predictable recovery periods may reduce the strain that keeps the nervous, digestive, and immune systems in a reactive state. Lastly, mental inflammation and the mind-body pathway of chronic stress. One of the more distinctive themes in the book is mental inflammation, Gupta's term for the way stress, emotional overload, and cognitive strain can contribute to physical inflammatory patterns. This expands the book beyond diet and supplements into the mind-body field. The argument is not that inflammation is purely psychological, but that the nervous system, endocrine signaling, sleep, digestion, and immune response are interdependent. Chronic worry, burnout, poor boundaries, and insufficient restoration can keep the body in a state of vigilance, which may worsen digestive function, disrupt hormones, impair sleep, and increase susceptibility to pain or fatigue. The value of this concept is that it helps readers interpret symptoms in context. A person may eat well but remain inflamed if daily life constantly activates stress physiology. Gupta's Ayurvedic approach emphasizes rituals, breath, pacing, sensory regulation, and self-care as legitimate health practices rather than optional luxuries. This section also makes the book relevant for midlife readers, caregivers, professionals, and women experiencing hormone-related stressors. Its strength is integrative reasoning. Inflammation is presented as a system-wide pattern. So mental habits and emotional recovery are treated as part of the same healing architecture as food and digestion. In conclusion, the Inflammation Code is best suited for readers who want a practical, holistic approach to chronic inflammation without adopting an extreme diet or a highly technical medical protocol. It will likely appeal to people dealing with fatigue, bloating, brain fog, stubborn weight changes, stress-related symptoms, hormone concerns, or a general sense that aging is arriving faster than expected, health coaches, functional medicine practitioners, and wellness professionals may also find it useful as a client-friendly bridge between traditional Ayurvedic concepts and modern lifestyle medicine. Its practical benefit is that it organizes inflammation around daily levers that readers can actually observe and modify: digestion, spices, rhythm, sleep, stress, and constitution. Its intellectual benefit is a broader model of health in which inflammation is not isolated to one organ system or one lab marker. Compared with many anti-inflammatory books, it stands out through its Ayurvedic personalization, especially elemental design, and through its emphasis on super spices as accessible micro-habits. It also differs from purely supplement-driven or biohacking-focused books by grounding change in routine, self-awareness, and digestive capacity. Readers seeking disease-specific treatment plans or detailed biomedical protocols may need additional professional guidance. But those looking for a structured lifestyle framework will find a distinctive and usable synthesis. If you would like to support Dr. Shivani Gupta, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.